This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. In a culture where most people value expediency, three Loveland-based artists are taking their time and preserving what they call the lost arts. In our fast-paced world, they say a focus on tradition and craftsmanship is especially meaningful. KUNC arts reporter Carrie Saldo takes us inside Ildonic Studios for more.
With three large pots on the stove, you might think a multi-course meal is forthcoming. But artist Sharon Rowland is stewing bugs.
And anytime you see sort of a waxy foam on a prickly pear cactus, that's cochineal. It looks like mold or mildew, but it's cochineal. It's a red insect.
She often spends hours or even days stewing plants, flowers, or in this instance, cochineal, which will create a vibrant red dye.
But the neat thing is this will produce color over and over and over.
But whether it's making naturally dyed garments or forging metal into jewelry, Rowland and the other artists at Ildonic Studios buck modernity. Why?
I really love doing this. I really, really, and I love taking, you know, things that people consider scrap or waste and saying, look at how beautiful this is. How could you, or how delicious this is. How could you not love this?
Not long ago, Wendy Nethery Wise wasn't in love with her line of work. Until 3 years ago, she worked as a research coordinator for spine surgeons, but she
just got burned out.
Now, just steps away from where Rowland dyes her wares, Nethery Wise spends her days turning up the heat inside the metalsmith studio.
Being an artist, what I most enjoy is figuring out how it was made. And, you know, figuring out the process.
It's that process, long forgotten by many, that's the foundation for the works of wearable art created at Ildonic Studios.
So it's going to get hot and loud in a second?
Mm-hmm. All right, loud from the exhaust and hot from the flame.
Why is it so important to you to stay true to these little used and sometimes long forgotten forms?
As an artist, to me, that's part of what determined my focus in metalsmithing, was to have it be more hands-on, to have this medium that flows through so many stages, from solid to liquid, using fire and air and earth, and even water, you know, using the elements to create this artwork.
But before the creative process can begin, there is research. All three rely on written texts and museum visits instead of turning to the internet, as many people do. Sharon Rowland.
The hard part, I think, for beginners in natural dyeing is remember all the steps. It's not that you tear the top off a packet, mix it up in water, and pour it on.
According to the Encyclopedia Britannica, natural dyeing methods using bugs and plants similar to those cooked up by Rowland date back as much as 4,000 years. By way of comparison, Curtis Rowland's work with metal is nascent. The technique he uses, called press bleck, dates to about 600 AD.
We nickname it medieval mass production because what it allows us to do is to take a design that we need to repeat over and over and over again, and it gives us the means to do that.
While the artists are dedicated to mining the past for their techniques, the in-studio approach is decidedly more future-focused. Inside their eco-friendly straw bale building, environmental sustainability is paramount. Much of the jewelry is crafted out of recycled copper. And beyond a form of expression, Rowland says art is also a teacher.
It takes mathematics and it takes science and it incorporates all those things. And it takes it above and beyond the academic level into the level where we can practice it as an individual, as a human being, and create just amazing synergy with our chosen medium.
Whether fabric or metal, the artistic forms that take shape at Ildonic Studios are crafted in the present with the help of the past, and each metal ball, flower bud, and bug. For Arts District, I'm Carrie Saldo.